Bloomington's Coalescence Theater Project is one of 12 companies selected to present at the National American Association of Community Theater Festival. The theater will present Walking with My Ancestors in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania next month. GLT's Mary Cullen spoke with Coalescence Theater Project's artistic director Don Chandro and the play's writer and performer Anna Ama Oforiwa Adonam.
Walking with My Ancestors is based on field research that I conducted. I actually started this research in 2008, but this particular performance is about my journeys through the slave dungeons at Cape Coast Castle in Ghana. I wanted to understand and to ask questions of the spirits in those spaces to help me cope with some issues that I was going through.
Would you be willing to perform a small piece of that for us?
Yes, I'd like to. I'd love to. So what I'd like to perform is a part of the play where I am at Cape Coast Castle, and I'm confronting the castle for its role in harboring the enslaved Africans. So here we go. Cape Coast Castle. Yes, you. I am here to confront you. Cape Coast Castle. Ogwakoto. Akoto jujuba wada wontuano. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You big white with blood on your hands. You kept captured, shackled, proud Africans for months. Delivered them onto boats across the Atlantic to plantations in the Americas. I have come to live with you. Mondays, Thursdays, 4 hours each time for 5 months. I will sit alone in your dark, damp coals underground, in my dirty clothes, sleep deprived, full bladder, hungry, shackled. I will enter your womb.
Could you explain a little bit to us what that specific piece means to you?
Right, so here, I went to Cape Coast Castle again to understand and to cope with and to have some answers for some things that I was going through in my life here in America. And so I went to Cape Coast Castle, and I get there and I see this massive structure, right, that was part of my ancestors' enslavement, because what happened in these tombs, I call them tombs, but also they are also wombs as well, because the Africans were buried there and then they came out as enslaved Africans and they just changed who they were and their identity. So I am in the space and I'm looking at this big, massive structure and I'm upset, I'm angry, and I'm confronting it for its role in enslaving my ancestors. So I'm angry, I'm confronting it, and I'm talking about how I was going to confront it. And my way of confronting it is basically sitting in there for 5 months, 4 hours each time, Mondays and Thursdays, and telling this massive structure how I was going to do that. I was going to do that in my dirty clothes, shackled, full bladder, hungry, and just sit there. And try to confront it and try to understand what the ancestors went through when they were there for all those months. So I'm angry, but I'm also sad. I'm frustrated because in my mind, whatever I was experiencing whatever I'm experiencing in this current contemporary time is connected to what they went through in those dungeons. And so going there was my way to understand how to deal with whatever I was going through in society.
The play itself becomes a kind of ceremony, mm-hmm. where she goes through that whole process to come to terms, mm-hmm. with herself and her experience as someone from Ghana who lives in this country.
Now, Don, one of Coalescence Theater Project's main goals is to tell the world's unheard stories. So how does Walking with My Ancestors fit into that?
Oh my goodness, it's right where we need to be. It's a story about an immigrant experience. It's a story about an international experience. It's about a show about our connection in this country with a global experience. It speaks so much to what we are as an organization and what we want to do.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Don Shandro and Ama Oforiwa Adunam of Bloomington's Coalescence Theater Project. Walking with My Ancestors was entered into the Region 3 American Association of Community Theater Festival, where it fared rather well. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. We won the top spot. We won Outstanding Production. Oforiwa won the Outstanding Leading Performer. Kim Pereira, the director, won Outstanding Direction. And we are one of 12 theater companies from across the country that are going to be performing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And so performing in Gettysburg, that's the national stage, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. It's very exciting. I'm nervous, but I think it's a great place to really share this story because Gettysburg, for it's just symbolic for what Gettysburg stands for, right? Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg speech was right there. So taking this play up there is just, you know, a play that talks about slavery and enslavement and the conditions of, you know, what slavery did to our society and still, and it still has an impact. Slavery does still have an impact on our society today, you know. So it really takes us back, but it also is able to make connections with the with the present.
It's all of the connections have been really kind of exciting because here we are, a Central Illinois theater company that has been selected to perform a play about the repercussions of slavery from its very inception in the slave dungeons of Ghana here in the United States in the Americas, and it's going to be performed in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and it's going to be performed on June the 18th, which is the eve of Juneteenth, the day before Juneteenth, the commemoration of the end of slavery. So it's, to me, we're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time.
The Illinois representative for the American Association of Community Theater called Walking with My Ancestors profoundly impacting and immediately relevant. So why is the play's message so important right now?
Well, for me, I think it is important because of what is, there's so much going on in our community, in our world, in our society that I think that the play addresses, right? We're talking about police brutality, we're talking about discrimination, we're talking about immigration and the impact of, the whole debate about immigration and what do we do with families and separating children and, you know, all those things are so important. And I think this play addresses all these issues on so many different levels. And so anybody can, everyone can connect. No, with the story.
It really connects on a really basic human level. Oforiwa had the audience in tears at the performance in Kokomo, Indiana, at the regionals, because it does connect with really the pain of this country, with an emotional rift that's unhealed and has continued to be unhealed. And this, just seeing this play can be part of that healing process, I'm hoping.
The performance brought home various awards, like we discussed earlier, Outstanding Actor, Outstanding Direction, Outstanding Overall Production. And the theater is one of 12 companies to move on to the national stage. So, Don, what does it mean to you to see the theater doing so well?
This is really exciting. It's been an exciting year for us. We actually started as a theater company in March of 2018. And we performed our first play at the Normal Theater. It was a play called Seven, about seven really very important women from around the world and their unique voices in human rights. And we've done a production of called A Dying Breed, written by a local playwright, Ian Field Stewart, who is now in New York writing. We've had a joint project where we were the community connection with the Crossroads Project at Illinois State University's Theater Department production of God. We've worked with the social work department at ISU. We're going to be developing a project with Chestnut Health Systems and Joy Care. And then to top it all off, we're selected to perform at the Nationals in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So to me, it's like open doors all along the way for us, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting. Where we started in March of last year, well, really actually January of last year when we started talking about doing what we're doing, to where we are right now.
GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Don Shandro and Ama Oforiwa Adonam with the Coalescence Theater Project. The theater will present another local showing of Walking with My Ancestors in August.